The endless pursuit of happiness. Can we ever reach it? In the past few weeks, we tried out several different activities in the categories gratitude, change, and new experiences. We based those methods on Laurie Santos, professor for happiness at the Yale University, and the book The Art of Making Memories by Mike Viking, the CEO of the Research Institute for Happiness in Copenhagen. Today, we will discuss our approaches and help you walk away with new ideas. So, Anna, what do you think made you the happiest in the past few weeks?
Well, we chose to take ideas from Viking, who proposes a 12-month challenge in his book. Each month he focuses on a different aspect, for example on gratitude, mixing up everyday life, or creating new experiences. Mira and I have looked at the challenges of March, April, July, August and November more closely. And I must say that I actually really enjoyed the month of August, where the task was to mix up my routine, and the month of July, where the challenge was to do a picnic.
Oh yeah, I also really enjoyed the picnic. Do you want to tell the listeners more about that?
Yeah, sure. We met up in the Botanical Garden of the university, where we are right now as well. It was a very nice and warm sunny day, and we were only mildly threatened by the geese next to us. Viking proposes that new experiences can create lasting happy memories, which is why he has a picnic each summer with his friends to try out new foods. And we thought that sounded good and decided to do the same.
Right, we did. I made some iced tea and you made whatever these scones were.
Yes, that was interesting. I spontaneously decided on the same day to bake Thai mango scones with red curry icing. I know it sounds interesting and the baking process was certainly interesting as well, but the results were actually amazing. Unexpectedly, we really enjoyed them, didn't we?
Oh yeah, we did.
Well, let's talk about your experience. What was your favorite challenge?
My favorite challenge was the one in April, so to say. And the task was to focus on one sense each week and notice which good things we can perceive through them. So there was 1 week for smell, for taste, for touch, for hearing and for seeing. And I remember one particular instance when I was on a walk and I walked around the corner and there suddenly was the smell of spring. I can't really describe it, but you know what I mean, right?
I do.
I mean, I was smiling for the whole way home. By coming back to that challenge, it really changed my perception. I personally am really quick to tell my friends about what is bothering me at the moment or what is stressing me out. But now I try to remind myself that there is a balance. So when we got home from our picnic, I picked up my phone and I told them about the scones, the birds, and what a nice day it was. Did you experience something similar?
I did, and I'm really happy to hear that you did too. I can only agree that our picnic was a full success. However, I wanted to tell you about my one last monthly challenge, namely August. Here, the task was to switch up my daily routine. For me, this meant waking up earlier than usual, so this time around 7, which I usually never do. If I managed to do that, it actually helped me to structure my day better. I know it sounds a bit cheesy, but I experienced the world a bit differently. For example, once I got up at 7 to do yoga in the park with my roommates, and we really wanted to enjoy the early morning sun and get a good workout in. That really made me happy, because I normally would have never done that. Didn't you also mix up your exercise routine, Mira?
I did. So, I've exercised for years now, but I actually prefer to do it on my own so I can really focus on myself. But in the past few weeks, I actually managed to work out with one of my friends a few times, and yeah, what I found nice about that was that we were both forced out of our comfort zones, in a sense, because we work out really differently. And through these workouts, we actually created new memories, which deepened our connection. So yeah, even small changes can have a huge impact.
I can only agree. What is your final point for our listeners?
So what I personally really noticed and want to get out there is that these things all go hand in hand. Coming back to exercise, it improves my mood and my confidence, but it also helps my sleeping patterns and therefore my overall health and happiness. Or gratitude. It makes you live in the present moment. So what I'm trying to say is start somewhere and you will get there. Happiness is not this huge unreachable goal. It is more like a game of dominoes.
I like that picture. What I learned from this is similar to what Mira just said. It's the small changes that count. There's no need to always do big things in order to become happier. For example, the 12-month challenge that Viking proposes can help you to push yourself, give you a new aim, and make room for your new experiences. Find what suits you. prioritize yourself and your well-being and try out new things. It can really make a difference.